Now, when we look over this problem, then, we discover that an individual can go so far on this line and become himself disabled. How does he become disabled? He begins to count on other determinism more and more and more heavily to produce his own survival. We see this in terms of attention. An individual in this society without any attention from anybody else would not have much chance of surviving. An individual just on the basis of food alone would have a great difficulty. But he's gotten down to where those objects really have to be solid, and so we get this physical universe. And the particles of this physical universe are so beautifully lost, so completely confused, so misplaced away from their point of origin, that they can be subjected to a law in physics known as the conservation of energy. Energy cannot be destroyed, it can only be converted. Of course, anything that lost can only be converted, you see. Unless you discover the point where it was actually manufactured. And so this universe becomes valuable. It becomes valuable because we've gone to so much trouble to lose enough things so that we then have a continuance of objects. Now, a Thetan who has become upset about the various agreements and so on believes that he no longer can communicate with something. He is a nothingness, therefore he has to communicate with a nothingness, he thinks. The communication formula is at fault. Here we have an individual who is living by the communication formula and yet cannot recover his own ability easily to follow the basic of communication, which is all things are on the same point. When you consider a consideration, you find out it doesn't have any dimension whatsoever, and a Thetan has no dimension whatsoever. So he's gone to a lot of work to make a universe that's as heavy as this one. And he's blamed it all on God, and he's blamed it all in various directions, and he has made what amounts to a considerable investment. He has a big investment. And now he has gone so far that having made this investment, he can no longer look at it because he has to follow the communications formula. He cannot occupy the same space as an object. Two objects cannot occupy the same space. So therefore, he is a body. He is not a Thetan plus body. He is a body. Every once in a while, we run into some materialist in processing, and just the barest thought, you see, that he is something else other than a body is completely, completely contradictory to him. It's utterly assaulting. You'd think that you would have held a gun on the man and ask him for his money or something. He'd become excited. I am a body. I know I am a body. That is all I am. I am one. Exclamation point, exclamation point. He gets real worried about it. This person at the same time is liable to be that person you will run into who is most concerned with God. This is real curious, isn't it? Well, he has to have another determinism for responsibility. Also, his field will be relatively black. No criticism of the individual, it's just the state he's in. Why? He knows two things can't occupy the same space. So obviously, if he is there and the body is there, then he must be the body. That's the most elementary thing we could possibly put together. That's very observant, isn't it? Well, this individual has himself mocked up as something and is being something so thoroughly that he cannot disassociate himself. So you tell him to be 3 feet back of his head, and he can't be 3 feet back of his head.